欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774聪美九私房拷贝，又到我们听电影学英语的时间了。 Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和 Susie 来分享这一部根据真实故事改编的电影《惊奇之旅》，来了解这个故事的大结局。
Hello everyone, I'm Susie. Today we will know the end about the film Big Miracle.
昨天我们说到呢，通过媒体的报道啊，现在全国上下都在关注着三头灰鲸的命运，但是很快大家发现了一个残酷的事实，由于气温过低，不远处的海水呢已经不只是表面冻结了，而是从海底延伸到了海面，形成了一道厚不可破的冰脊。
Stretching for miles and dropping like a wall straight to the bottom of the ocean, this mass of ice blocks any path the whales might take to freedom.
很快，坏消息再次传来，人们翘首以盼的破冰船陷在了巨大的冰窟窿里，再也来不了了。
We have just received news that the hover barge will not be arriving in Barrow. Not now, not ever.
当人们束手无策的时候， Malik 正带着族人在冰面上开凿新的冰窟窿，希望将灰鲸引向未解冻的海面。
We need to make a path out to the open water. Otherwise, the whales will die here waiting. Let's start cutting holes every 60 feet.
But what makes you think they're going to follow our path?
We have no choice.
但是这招到底管用吗？所有人心里都没有底。族人们质疑道 But what makes you think they are going to follow our path? 但是你怎么知道鲸鱼就会跟着咱们来呢？这时马利克说道 We have no choice but to try. 我们没有别的办法，只能碰碰运气了。
毕竟阿拉斯加距离美国本土比较远，附近呢没有其他的破冰船可以调遣，所以呢媒体开始呼吁美国政府主动联系苏联方面，恳请他们停泊在附近的破冰船前来帮忙。但是这个时候呢，石油大亨 Mike Crowe、 白宫新闻官 Meyers 和国民警卫队的 Boyer 上校都不愿意让苏联的破冰船来抢风头，充当最后的拯救者。
As the situation grows dire, Rachel has to rally a diverse coalition of allies to work together towards the common goal of saving the whales.
I'll be damned if I'm going to let those Reds come in here and save the day. It's not going to happen.
That's right. Then those whales are going to die. Right there, in front of the cameras, and when the weeping school children and the heart-sick men and women of this country look for someone to blame, and they always do...Right? They're going to ask the nice, trustworthy lady at Greenpeace. And I'm going to tell them that Ronald Reagan killed those whales. Goodbye, legacy. Goodbye, George Bush election. Goodbye to everything that you three came here to do. Can you recommend that to the president?
各方面呢，现在都在计算着自己的利益，都不愿意建议美国总统请求苏联方面的帮助。Rachel 呢，这个时候开始给所有人施加压力了。他说，如果不想办法的话，鲸鱼就会死在摄像机的面前，全国老百姓都会亲眼目睹这样的惨状。
那后果会是什么呢？Rachel 继续说道 And when the weeping school children and the heartsick men and women of this country look for someone to blame, 当伤心落泪的孩子们和悲痛的人们为此要找一个人去承担责任的话，到时候他们可就都会来问我了。And I'm going to tell them that Ronald Reagan killed those whales. 我会告诉他们是总统里根害死了那些鲸鱼的。
Rachel 在这说的话呢，可是半真半假，但是有点哈威胁的意味。他说，如果我这么回答大家的话，那老百姓可就不会再在选举中继续支持现任政府了。
他进一步说道 Goodbye to everything that you three came here to do. 那么你们三个来这儿所做的一切也就都打水漂了，所以你们还是好好考虑一下吧。
迫于压力呢，最终各方面也都同意了向总统提出建议。很快，里根总统亲自打电话向戈尔巴乔夫求助，而苏联方面呢也同意派出破冰船营救三头灰鲸。这个时候，全国各大电视网呢争先报道了这一消息。
The theme that dominated today's episode of the trapped whales was the Russians are coming,
and now the Soviet Union has actively joined the effort to save the whales still trapped in the ice off Alaska.
Tonight, there's a new twist to this drama. The Soviet Navy is now sending reinforcements to help the Americans
The stage now is set for a climax to this long suspense story.
Everyone involved seems to be planning for one final push.No matter what it costs.
现在营救灰鲸的事情呢已经不再那么单纯了，带有了一丝政治意味，所以呢全国各大电视网啊也纷纷用不同的标题、不同的方式来报道了这一事件。
比如说有的媒体这样说 Tonight there's a new twist to this drama 今晚事件有了新的转机还有的讲到 The stage now is set for a climax to this long suspense story 终于到了这个悬疑故事的高潮部分了 Everyone involved seem to be planning for one final push 每个参与其中的人都准备好了要去做最后一波 No matter what it costs 无论要付出什么样的代价
不过呢，新闻媒体也做了这样的分析，即使巨大的苏联破冰船能够突破厚重的冰脊，也不可能行进到灰鲸的身边，灰鲸呢必须自己游到冰脊的附近。
Soviet icebreaker hopes to vanquish the massive pressure ridge at the ocean's edge. The ship can't go any further, as the shallow depths would cause it to run aground. The burden of getting the whales to the ridge falls to a cockeyed coalition of whale hunters and whale lovers who must carve a path in record time and pray the whales follow their lead.
新闻报道中用示意图讲解到 The ship can't go any further as the shallow depths would cause it to run aground. 突破冰脊之后破冰船就不可能继续前行了因为海水的深度不够船很容易搁浅。The burden of getting the whales to the ridge falls to a cockeyed coalition of whale hunters and whale lovers. 所以要由捕鲸者和护鲸者组成的这个荒谬的联盟来担负起把鲸鱼引到冰脊的重任。那刚才呢我们听到了 cockeyed 这个单词 C-O-C-K-E-Y-E-D 是个合成单词。那它的含义呢本身是指倾斜的或者是斜视的。而这里它的引申含义则是指 not practical,指的是不切实际的或 not likely to succeed 不大可能成功的所以媒体报道中所说的现在这个由各方面所组成的 coalition 也就是这个同盟是一个 cockeyed 也就是不大可能会成功的同盟显然大家都认为他们是不可能同心协力完成这次任务的那任务是什么呢 Who must carve a path in record time 他们必须在有限的时间内开辟一条通往大海的道路And pray the whales follow their lead, 并且祈祷鲸鱼们会跟随他们的指引。
Soviet icebreaker hopes to vanquish the massive pressure ridge at the ocean's edge. The ship can't go any further, as the shallow depths would cause it to run aground. The burden of getting the whales to the ridge falls to a cockeyed coalition of whale hunters and whale lovers, who must carve a path in record time and pray the whales follow their lead.
不管外界是否看好因纽皮特人和国民警卫队已经开始一起切割冰面了神奇的是灰鲸居然顺着开凿的冰窟窿游向了冰脊
Wait, what's happening?
What are they upset about?
I think they're getting ready to move
Carl! De-icer! Let's go as quickly as possible!
Hey.
Ease back, everybody! Do not drown the hole! Which one is it?
不过很快的 Rachel 就发现那只他们取名为斑斑的幼鲸并没有跟上来
Bam Bam Where's Bam Bam? He's not coming up
Where is he?
He's just a baby and he's confused He'll come up
Pat, I don't see him
Just give him a minute.
I don't see him. He's always right here. He's down here. Where is he?
He's gone.
What?
The other two were protecting him, but he could no longer hold on. Bam Bam is dead.
No. Come on. Come on, surface. Come on, Bam Bam.
马里克说幼鲸一定是死了所以他的父母呢那两头成年的灰鲸才可能放弃他顺着冰窟窿游向大海 Rachel 现在是伤心万分呢他不愿意相信也不能够接受这个事实 Adam 也不再管什么新闻报道了他放下了摄像机来到了 Rachel 身边安慰他
Come on Bam Bam Surface We can't let him die. We can't. We should have started earlier. We didn't do enough.
No, no. This is nobody's fault.
Listen, there are going to be things that happen that neither you or anyone else can do anything about. Just stop fighting. That baby is gone. You can't change that.
所有的人都在为幼鲸的死亡而伤心，他们希望直到最后一刻都守在孩子身边的斑斑的父母，那两头成年的灰鲸可以最终逃脱厄运。受到了感动的 Mike Crow 居然也主动的找到了 Rachel， 表示了对他的敬佩。
Ms. Kramer， excuse me， ma'am， I know how much you wanted to save that baby. Him dying， you know I'd be lying if I told you it didn't hurt like hell， but I want you to know that we allgive you the lion's share of credit around here. Because if it weren't for you, all three of those whales would be dead now. And I promise you, we're going to save the other two no matter what it takes.
You're not as easy to hate as I thought.
Well, neither are you.
Still doesn't change the way I feel about you trying to open up the Arctic Wildlife Refuge for drilling.
Young lady, it doesn't change how I feel about it either.
My crow 真诚地对 Rachel 讲道 I just want you to know, 我只是想要你知道 that we all give you the lion's share of credit around here. 我们都认为在这件事情上你的功劳是最大的。刚才呢 My crow 用到了 lion's share 这个名词短语，我们知道 lion 本身是表示狮子的意思，那么 lion's share of something 则表示最大的份额或者是最佳份额。例如我们可以说 the lion's share of the budget is for maintenance of the church. 在预算当中最大的份额是用来进行教堂的维修的。
那为什么 Mike Crow 说这件事里面 Rachel 你的功劳是最大的呢？
他继续说道 Because if it weren't for you， 因为如果不是你的话， All three of those whales would be dead now， 三头鲸鱼可能现在都已经死了。 And I promise you we are going to save the other two， 而且我向你保证我们会拯救其他两头鲸鱼的， No matter what it takes， 不管付出什么样的代价。
这个时候呢，苏联的媒体也赶到了阿拉斯加，开始报道这次的营救行动。所有的人呢，都加入了开凿冰窟窿的行动，冰原上的营救通道正迅速地延伸向冰极。
The attempts to rescue the animals by creating new pathways which would allow them to come up for air as they swam towards the open ocean.
营救队伍已经在冰面上开凿了400多个冰窟窿，直到冰极的附近。
Finally, an enormous Soviet icebreaker ship arrives.
The 破冰船赶到了冰极，船上呢同时升起了美国国旗。
As the world's attention turns to the top of the globe, saving these endangered animals becomes a shared cause for nations entrenched against one another, and leads to a momentary thaw in the Cold War.
The 破冰船猛烈地撞击着冰极，但冰极并没有松动多少，反而两头已经游到了冰极附近的灰鲸被吓到了，反方向地游走了。
They're swimming away.
It's a vibration.
Oh, God. Oh, no, no.
Stop!
No, 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 no. There's no one left for them to go. The old holes are frozen over.
因为最早开凿的那些冰窟窿呢，现在都已经再次结冻了，所以如果灰鲸游回去的话，那就是自寻死路。这个时候大家只能期盼着破冰船可以撼动冰极，撞开裂缝，可以让灰鲸游回大海了。苏联的破冰船开足了马力，冒着船体被破坏的风险做了第三次尝试，又一次的撞向了冰极。终于这一次厚厚的冰极被撞开了一个洞。 人们焦急地等待着灰鲸通过这个洞口游向外面的大海。时间一秒秒地过去，海洋上毫无动静。
Come on, you bastard, surface!
突然，两头灰鲸跃出海面，它们已经游到了未结冻的大海。这次拯救行动终于成功了。影片的最后，因纽皮特小男孩为我们汇报了拯救行动之后所有人的归宿。
After the rescue.Everyone from the outside left our little edge of the world and went on with their lives. Mr. McGraw used his new eco-friendly reputation to land one of the biggest contracts in Alaskan history, cleaning up all that crude oil spilled by the Exxon Valdez. Carl and Dean became local celebrities back in Minnesota, and their de-icer business took off. Colonel Boyer and Kelly Myers fell in love. They got married on August 12, 1989.And they spent their entire honeymoon down in Baja, watching the whales. It only took three more stations, but Jill Gerard finally made it to a national news network. Thanks to Fred, Soma, and Bam Bam, Greenpeace membership increased by over 400%. Adam got offers from all over the lower 48, but he turned them down to stay in Anchorage. He told me, the biggest stories happen in the least likely places.Me and my grandfather spend a lot of time together now. He and the rest of my people never stop laughing at the huge fuss the crazy outsiders made. Sometimes, I think about the whales, and that hole in the ice where we first found them, and how it kept getting bigger and bigger, until it let the whole world in.小男孩想到 Mr. McCraw used his new eco-friendly reputation. McCraw 先生利用他新赚到的环保者的名声 to land one of the biggest contracts in Alaskan history. 他签下了阿拉斯加历史上最大的一笔合同 clean up all that crude oil spilled by the Exxon Valdez. 清理了所有 Exxon Valdez 号上泄露下来的原油。
看来呢，经历了这次拯救鲸鱼的行动之后 ，McCraw 也真的成了一个环保人士。开采石油呢，不再是他唯一专注的生意了。
那两个提供了化冰机的 Carl 和 Dean 又怎样呢 ？Carl and Dean became local celebrities back in Minnesota. Carl 和 Dean 回到明尼苏达州之后，成为了当地的名人 ，and their de-icer business took off. 而他们的化冰机生意也蒸蒸日上。那刚才呢，我们听到了 take off 这个短语，我们知道它经常可以来表达脱衣服或者是飞机起飞这样的概念。那在这里呢，它则有一个新的含义，用来表达观念或产品突然间大受欢迎，还可以用来形容产品销量急升。
那国民警卫队的 Boyer 上校和白宫新闻官 Kelly Myers 也坠入了爱河，并且结了婚。最重要的是呢，他们都成了鲸鱼的爱好者。
那位一心想进入国家级电视台工作的 Jill 呢 ？It only takes three more stations. 又辗转了三个电视台之后 ，Jill Gerard finally made it to a national news network. Jill 跳槽进入了一家国家级的电视新闻网。
而影片的两位主人公 Rachel 和 Adam 怎么样了呢 ？Rachel 仍然是环保志愿者，而且因为拯救灰鲸的事件呢，和他并肩工作的同伴呢，现在是越来越多了。
那 Adam 的情况呢 ？Adam got offers from all over the lower 48. Adam 收到了来自全国各地的聘书。那这里的 lower 48 指的是 contiguous United States， 也就是除了阿拉斯加州和夏威夷州之外，其余位于美国本土的48个州。
那当初 Adam 不就是一心的想回到美国本土的城市里去工作吗？现在他可是有了大把的机会啊，48个州都任由他挑选。
但是 he turned them down to stay in Anchorage， 但是他都拒绝了，而是选择留在了阿拉斯加的安克里奇这个城市。He told me， 他告诉我说 The biggest stories happen in the least likely places. 奇迹往往发生在最不起眼的地方。Sometimes I think about the whales. 有时我会想想那些金鱼 And that hole in the ice where we first found them. 还有我们最先发现他们的那个冰洞 And how it kept getting bigger and bigger. 以及它如何逐渐变大 Until it let the whole world in. 大到引起了世人的关注。
After the rescue, everyone from the outside left our little edge of the world and went on with their lives. Mr. McGraw used his new eco-friendly reputation to land one of the biggest contracts in Alaskan history, cleaning up all that crude oil spilled by the Exxon Valdez. Carl and Dean became local celebrities back in Minnesota, and their de-icer business took off. Colonel Boyer and Kelly Myers fell in love.They got married on August 12, 1989, and they spent their entire honeymoon down in Baja watching the whales. It only took three more stations, but Jill Gerard finally made it to a national news network. Thanks to Fred, Foma, and Bam Bam, Greenpeace membership increased by over 400%. Adam got offers from all over the lower 48, but he turned them down to stay in Anchorage. He told me,The biggest stories happen in the least likely places. Me and my grandfather spend a lot of time together now. He and the rest of my people never stop laughing at the huge fuss the crazy outside has made. Sometimes I think about the whales and that hole in the ice where we first found them and how it kept getting bigger and bigger until it let the whole world in.
因为这一次的鲸鱼营救事件呢，引起了全国的关注，并且各方的力量都投入到其中，所以呢，这不仅仅是一次营救事件了，有着它特殊的意义。此后呢，各方面的专家也都是做出了不同的分析和解读。
The result is a rescue mission that will help to solve Cold War tensions between America and Russia, and show the entire world just what can be accomplished when we start working together instead of pulling apart.
那对于我们普通的电影观众来说呢，这部电影给了你什么样的感受呢？也欢迎大家和我们进行交流。另外呢，想重复收听以及在线收听我们节目 Home Video 的话，也欢迎大家登录 www.am334.com. I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
I'm Susie. See you next time.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every day
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step Language is not knowledge Language is habit
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart
有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774， 北京外语广播。
It's